Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Watchful in Prayer. Chapter 2. Prayer, a privilege extended to all people. One of the sublime aspects of prayer is that it is not a practice authorized only for a special or particular group of people. Prayer is a practice that God allows all human beings to perform. Prayer may even be practiced by people inclusive when they have incurred iniquities and transgressions, aiming, however, at their deliverance through the Lord's help, as exemplified by some texts below. Psalm 65, 2-3. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come, or all people. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Proverbs 28:13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Psalms 32:5. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Even the person involved in sin can pray to God to call on the Lord for salvation, forgiveness, and restoration, because God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, took the initiative to offer a way of reconciliation of people to Him and established that the acceptance of this path should also be expressed, by those who want it, through the attitude of prayer or crying out to Christ Jesus as Lord or by calling on the Lord's name. 2 Corinthians 5 18-19. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Romans 10:13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, a person can pray to the Heavenly Father and be heard by Him even though one has been involved in many and dense sins, for if no sinner or an individual who ran into sin could pray to God, also no person would fit to come individually to God to call on Him to obtain the deliverance and salvation of one's soul. In the world, many people want to present themselves or even present themselves as mediators of others in the relationship between God and human beings as if they had unique attributes to pray to God. However, if the Lord did not heed the prayers of people with sin in their lives, also those who offer themselves as mediators of others towards God could not expect their prayers to be heard, for they also have been involved with sin and got subjected to iniquities, demonstrating, also in this way, the fragility and inconsistency of their propositions by which they claim that they can mediate others before the Lord. 1 John 1:10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 Timothy 2:5-6. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. So, in general, any individual can pray to God anytime, anywhere, and in any situation, for, saying it again, if people could not pray directly to God, how could they ask for God's forgiveness and the salvation offered to them from the heavenly kingdom? God not only allows every individual to approach Him through the Lord Jesus Christ, but He also longs for it to the point of having offered His beloved Son for the salvation of a world subject to sin and darkness. A subject widely approached in the themes on the Gospel of God and the Gospel of the Glory of God and Glory of Christ. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Nevertheless, the fact that God allows all people to cry out to Him does not mean that God will listen to or accept all claims, nor does it mean that God is obligated to respond to all prayers. God is holy and righteous, and he will not answer a prayer in which he would be condescending or a partaker of evil. A person widely subject to sin may pray to God that the Lord may help, free, forgive, and grant him or her salvation, but God will not answer a prayer of that person in which he would be implicated in complicity with an individual's desire to practice sin or subjecting oneself to an iniquity. At this point, we would only like to recall that sin, in one aspect of its definition, is a direct transgression of God's will. It is the practice of an evil act that transgresses what is good and God's righteousness. A broader explanation about sin is described in the theme on the Gospel of God's Righteousness. As for iniquity, however, the issue is often more challenging to be perceived, also leading many people not to realize why the Lord does not answer many of their prayers that even do not seem to aim at an objective or direct practice of sin. At certain times, iniquity may not be effectively acting in an explicit act of sin because it can be still in the stage of harboring a thought with a potential for sin, but which already stands in the way of the possibility of God acting in response to the prayers so that he does not corroborate with the iniquity that is in the heart of the one who prays to the heavenly kingdom. A person, for instance, may not be engaged in the act of stealing, but one may have the wicked thought that stealing is not necessarily such a bad thing. One might have the idea in mind that stealing in certain activities of life is necessary for a person to be successful. In this way, if circumstances occur in which one thinks that theft is not a sin, the person exemplified has a high potential to commit theft in practice and carry out the crime because one already had the heart inclined to it before the crime. Thus, if the person in reference prays to God, asking the Lord to favor him or her in ways that strengthen the iniquity that stealing is not a sin, God will not respond to one's request, because if he did, he would be supporting the growth of iniquity that this person holds in one's heart. God will not answer the request for prosperity in theft, corruption, or deceitful action of the one who thinks or is under the iniquity that stealing, bribing, deceiving, or misleading others is a way to succeed in life, even if one think this only in some specific situations. The example cited in the previous paragraphs might seem obvious about God not answering this kind of prayer, but we will put it yet from another perspective in the following few paragraphs. So, if a person, for example, has a business that involves commerce of products and one thinks that taking advantage of others in all sorts of ways is part of the commerce business, even if it is not by honest sales, this person may be under the effect of an iniquity that causes one to think and act as one does. And if one prays to the Lord that God may make him or her prosper according to the thought or the iniquity to which one is subject, one will be praying to the Lord for him to be a partaker of something in which God will not be a collaborator, because Proverbs 11, 1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Hosea 12:7-8. A cunning Canaanite. Deceitful scales are in his hand, he loves to oppress. But, Ephraim said, surely I have become rich, I have found wealth for myself, in all my labors they shall find in me no iniquity that is sin. In the book of the prophet Hosea, regarding the last text above, we may see that the people of the tribe of Ephraim, under the thought that financial or commercial prosperity is synonymous with being on the right path, were under the effect of the iniquity that made them transgress the good and commit the sin continuously and in an increasingly accentuated way, showing us even that one of the results that come from the iniquity is the advance even to the denial of the sin as such. Therefore, if an individual prays to the Lord asking that God favors him or her in business through illicit ways, this prayer is corrupted and compromised by the iniquity of thinking that God is corrupt and greedy as many people are and who still propagate that this is essential in their professions, incurring not in the will of God, but the line of thought of the so-called wicked individual, as follows. Psalms 50:16-23. But to the wicked God says, What right have you to declare my statutes, or take my covenant in your mouth? Seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, you consented with him, and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother, you slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent, you thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you, and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright I will show the salvation of God. Hosea 7, 1-2. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was uncovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. For they have committed fraud, a thief comes in, a band of robbers takes spoil outside. They do not consider in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness, now their own deeds have surrounded them, they are before my face. All individuals can pray to God, although not all prayers and not all people present themselves appropriately before God to the point that the Lord grants them his attention. And this occurs simply because they approach God not to cry out for a way and a life according to the righteous will of God, but according to the iniquities that they harbor in their hearts. Isaiah 59, 1-4. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies, they conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. The fact that a person seeks the Lord's help to be delivered and restored according to the righteousness of God, despite having been born under iniquity, as the psalmist David declares, or having given oneself over to iniquity, is incomparably different from the attitude of a person seeking God with the objective that the Lord may prosper him or her in the iniquities to which one is subject or to which one even wants to remain subject. God is inclined to listen and willing to save all human beings, but God is not open to hearing people's requests to become prosper in what drives them away from God himself and makes them increasingly associated with evil. Psalms 94:20. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? A person who has stumbled into sin, or given oneself over to sin and even into deep iniquities, does not need and should not refrain from praying to God if one longs to reach the Lord's forgiveness and salvation to get out of the yoke of sin and iniquity. However, this is much different from praying to God for the Lord to make him or her prosperous in the evil ways one finds oneself or intends to pursue. In the world, unfortunately, many prayers made to God are requests for the Lord to sustain and support iniquities or evil, and these the Lord does not answer. James 4, 2-6. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Although prayer to God is one of the central privileges given by the Lord to human beings, and the Lord makes it available to all, it is a communication that needs to be done with humility and respect to the Almighty God so that it is also beneficial or profitable. an aspect also expressed by the following psalm. Psalms 51, 1-17. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it, you do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise. God is willing to listen to all who come with a contrite heart before him and who recognize him as Lord. However, he does not answer those whose hearts are full of arrogance and who advocate their defenses in favor of their iniquities and sins, for, in the end, what is in a person's heart is what expresses what one thinks about God and what one longs to achieve from him, not just the words one utters. Proverbs 26, 23. Fervent lips with a wicked heart are like earthenware covered with silver dross. All people may speak, sing, cry out, scream, claim, and express themselves to God on any subject and in any area of life. And regarding their prayers, there is no partiality in God towards people concerning external matters of nation, people, tribe, race, or language through which a person expresses oneself to the Lord. However, the attitude of an individual's heart toward God may determine whether one's prayers are answered or neglected. In the theme on Work Out Your Own Salvation, we address the crucial condition of each person seeing how one hears when God speaks to him or her. However, in this theme, we are also trying to highlight the necessary condition of each person taking heed of how oneself prays to God to understand that one also has a part concerning the aspect that determines whether God will hear and answer him or her or whether God will reject one's prayer, a point also mentioned in another psalm, as follows. Psalm 66, 16-20. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Furthermore, or regarding the non-acceptance that prayer is a privilege extended by God to everyone, a person may still claim that one does not know how to pray to God and try to put this aspect as an obstacle to praying personally to the Lord. Nevertheless, also concerning this point, the Lord is ready for people to come to him, for if a person does not know how to pray, one can ask the Holy Spirit of God to help him or her. Romans 8, 26-27. Likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Psalms 19:7-14. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. If a person does not know how to pray, it may be necessary for him or her to learn first to listen to what the Lord has to say to him or her about the gift of prayer instead of turning away from it on the grounds that one does not know how to practice it. James 1:17-20. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. If a person does not understand something, one needs to adopt a humble attitude, ask the Lord, and be patient to listen to what God has to say and teach, because if, on the one hand, prayer is a way of communication with the Lord, on the other hand, the other way is the Lord's part in responding to it in the manner and time that the Lord sees fit and beneficial. Job 42:1-6. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, Who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak, you said, I will question you, and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. And as we have already seen in the Psalms mentioned above and we can also see below, even if a person does not even know what is in one's own heart, one can begin to practice prayer asking God to give him or her this understanding and guide him or her to turn away from what is not beneficial, as well as lead him or her to a condition or path that one may grow in God. Psalms 139:1-4, and 23-24. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up, you understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Jeremiah 17:7-10. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. God does not expect people to come to him perfect in human works to be able to pray, as was required and was never achieved in life according to the law of Moses. God does not expect people to be perfect to start praying to him, for prayer is also the instrument for people to confess their sins and their iniquities to God and ask the Lord to be delivered from them. Therefore, there is no reason for a person to try to hide one's sins before God, as the Lord already knows all of them much more than the person oneself. What the Lord expects of all who want to practice prayer, then, is that they approach him sincerely and with the aim of knowing the truth and coming to be freed from what is in opposition to the Lord in their lives. What is part of God's will, concerning prayer, is that people come to him with humility, recognizing him as God and Lord so that, from his instruction and help, they too may be cleansed and come to have a heart more and more aligned with the heavenly kingdom. God delights in people's prayers when their longing to come to him also aims at being transformed by the fellowship with his presence and by what he bestows on them through the responses to their prayers presented through faith in the Lord. James 4, 8-10. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Therefore, mentioning this point again, the Lord longs to hear people's prayers and likewise longs to help people in their most diverse needs, but what the Lord does not acknowledge, and could not respond, because he is holy God, are the requests that are dissociated from heavenly righteousness and that aim to uphold and propagate evil and unrighteousness. Luke 18, 7-8. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Psalm 65, 5-7. By awesome deeds in righteousness you will answer us, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of the far-off seas. Who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power. You who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. We recall here yet that the righteousness of God is not primarily focused on the condemnation of sinners but is the offer of salvation by God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, to all human beings. A subject approached extensively in the theme on the gospel of God's righteousness. Jeremiah 23:6. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely, now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1:30-31. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Proverbs 21:21. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. Romans 5:18. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Regarding yet the righteousness of God, why, then, are there times when the manifestation of the righteousness of God on earth shows itself less intense in some places? In addition to people's choice for a more expressive subjection to sin and iniquities, The intensity of the manifestation of God's righteousness on earth sometimes seems to be less intense also because people pray less for the Lord's righteousness or because they often depart from praying in the way it should be done. They pray with arrogance and pride as if God had an obligation to serve them in their most weird and corrupted longings. James 1, 7-8. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Thus, a person's central prayer to God should always be that God may grant him or her heavenly salvation, fellowship with him, and establishment in the novelty of life in Christ Jesus and his righteousness, and, yet, that the offer of salvation, fellowship, and newness of life in the Lord Jesus Christ may be made known by God to all the people of the world. From the moment a person humbly cries out for the righteousness of the Lord in one's life, to put on, in Christ, the righteousness of God, one's prayer may also move to an even more lively and dynamic stage, as exemplified below. 1 Timothy 2, 1-6. Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, or in eminence, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. When a person puts the desire for one's own salvation in God first and, along with this, joins God's desire for all to be saved, that person begins to prioritize, through prayer, one of the main works aimed by the kingdom of God and the righteousness of the Lord. Therefore, praying to God is also expressing our heart's desire to God so that the Lord may help us to be aligned with the truth and eternal righteousness, which brings us to the point that when our heart's desire is in line with the truth and the will of God, He hears us. 1 John 5:14. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. In response to the fulfillment of His will in us, in response to prayer or our expression to God, we may go on manifesting our joy and agreement with God's righteousness so that the Lord continues to carry out His will in us more and more to the point of also being fellow workers of this same righteousness. Romans 6, 12-14. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law but under grace. In this way, prayer to God is a living communication from our side toward the Lord and dynamic as the very life is. Prayer to God is a living communication about life and the course of its details in all its moments, which is why the Lord made it available to everyone and at all times, recalling here that it is not the volume of words and the repetition of them in prayers that characterizes their acceptance in the first place, as the following text also shows. Isaiah 29, 13-14. Therefore the Lord said, Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. Therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden. So, praying to God is not following the precepts that men have said about prayers or supplications. And the fact that God does not answer these mechanically learned prayers should not make people conclude that prayer is only for a select group of people. Prayer is for everyone, but this does not mean that the Lord will answer the prayers of everyone who wants to do them according to what they themselves consider the practice of praying and without subjecting themselves to what the Lord taught to carry out prayers directed to Him. Matthew 6:5-7. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Matthew 23:14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. The Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth, is ready to hear the prayers of those who want to do them according to the heavenly will or to seek the divine will when they do not know it. However, the prayers that are preceded by the denial of who God is and the power that is in Him become empty cries before the Lord, as God teaches us through the words of Elihu to Job. Job 35:1-36:5. Moreover, Elihu answered and said to Job, Do you think this is right? Do you say, My righteousness is more than God's? For you say, What advantage will it be to you? What profit shall I have, more than if I had sinned? I will answer you, and your companions with you. Look to the heavens and see, and behold the clouds, they are higher than you. If you sin, what do you accomplish against Him? Or, if your transgressions are multiplied, what do you do to Him? If you are righteous, what do you give Him? Or what does He receive from your hand? Your wickedness affects a man such as you, and your righteousness a son of man. Because of the multitude of oppressions they cry out for help because of the arm of the mighty. But no one says, Where is God my Maker, who gives songs in the night? Who teaches us more than the beasts of the earth, and makes us wiser than the birds of heaven? There they cry out, but He does not answer, because of the pride of evil men. Surely God will not listen to empty talk, nor will the Almighty regard it. Although you say you do not see Him, yet justice is before Him, and you must wait for Him. And now, because He has not punished in His anger, nor taken much notice of folly. Therefore Job opens his mouth in vain, he multiplies words without knowledge. Elihu also proceeded and said, Bear with me a little, and I will show you that there are yet words to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, I will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words are not false, one who is perfect in knowledge is with you. Behold, God is mighty, but despises no one, He is mighty in strength of understanding. Praying to God is to express oneself to the only and eternal Creator of heaven and earth. It is to express oneself lively before the living God, and before whom, it is due that all people present themselves in humility and holy reverence. Acts 14:15. And saying, Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men with the same nature as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God, who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them. Hebrews 12:28-29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Prayer is an immeasurable privilege given by God to human beings, to whom He inclines His ears with understanding and mercy. However, or even so, He is God, and people are creatures who need to approach God with a respectful posture concerning His righteousness and sovereignty, because life and grace for the time in the present world, as well as the newness of life for all eternity, come only from the Lord. Psalms 54, 1-4. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life, they have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper, the Lord is with those who uphold my life. Psalm 69, 13-16. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink, let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies.